You know, you never know what secrets hide behind the guy in the next cubicle. Take Jack Lepiars, who gets up at 2 a.m. to write newscasts for our mothership WBUR. He's also a circus brat. He grew up under the big top and for 2 months every year carries on the family tradition at King Richard's Fair, a Renaissance festival in Carver, Massachusetts, with more than 100 performers in full costume, playing music, eating fire, juggling knives, jousting on horseback.
Squires, field at the ready! Knights at the ready! Lay on!
Jack's specialty is the whip. He sets it on fire, twirls it around his body, snaps spaghetti sticks out of the hands of brave volunteers.
Audience, are you ready?
Okay, here we go.
Hup, hup, hup. Wow. A round of applause for Monsieur Pierre!
Well, we went with Jack, mild-mannered news writer by day, to the fair.
All right. Well, audience, if you'd like to see the whip, sure, let me hear you say, wee wee.
Wee!
If you'd like to see the whip, sure, let me hear you say, ha ha ha. If you'd like to see the whip, sure, let me hear you say, Jack's whip show is better than the joust.
The joust is better than the joust.
It's Saturday morning at King Richard's Fair, and while most of my colleagues are sleeping in, I'm warming up a crowd.
We will whip you.
It's one of five shows I'll do today as my alter ego, Jacques the Whipper, a wisecracking Frenchman with a painted-on mustache and a big whip. Well, actually, I use half a dozen whips in my show.
We start with the fancy whip, the fancy whip. Let us test out the big whip, audience.
Oh.
Yeah, the big whip's good.
My father taught me how to crack a whip and taught me a few jokes when I was seven. He was a clown with the Big Apple Circus and did routines with bullwhips, throwing knives, and this cowboy number from 1989 when I was just a year old.
Hey, cowboys, wait, hey, hey! Well, shoot me in the foot. Where are the dancing girls? All right.
My father left the circus when I was six and started working at the Renaissance Fair, a very different venue from the circus. For one thing, it's an open-air show, no center stage to serve as a singular focus, and at any given moment, two or three entertainers are competing for the eyes of a roving audience. On one side of me, there's a juggling duo. On the other side, a carnival sideshow.
Now watch very carefully, guys. Watch very carefully. Okay? Now watch. Now, here's a real story with this guy.
New vaudeville was the term that Mel Gusow used because he felt that the kind of, you know, stage skills that had flourished on the vaudeville stage were now being reinvented, with the big difference that the humor of it all was not dependent upon racial stereotypes and ethnic stereotypes, and there might be sexy jokes, but they were perhaps less sexist.
Rachel Rubin is an American Studies professor at UMass Boston who literally wrote the book about the Renaissance Fair. It's called Well Met, and it traces the first festival back to Laurel Canyon, California, in the early 1960s as a fundraiser for Pacifica Public Radio.
The person who had the idea was a school teacher named Phyllis Patterson, and she had had a sort of theater class that she taught for children in her backyard, and then had an idea of what if we had a whole fair, what if we did this? So she was able to work it out, again, with very, very talented neighbors of hers, some of whom were available because they were blacklisted Hollywood people during the Red Scare. And it lasted, and they were all very surprised that it lasted, but it did.
Only a few hundred people attended that first Ren Fair, as they became known. Today, events like King Richard's Fair in its 31st season will draw as many as 12,000 people a day. Richard Weber has been here since day one.
It was a bunch of hippies in the woods.
Weber's made a career out of traveling the fair circuit, working as a performer, costume designer, even entertainment director for the Florida Renaissance Festival.
It just took off. To this level, I think right from the beginning we saw that sort of potential.
But Weber says today's Ren Fairs are a far cry from the originals. What was once run by artists and performers is now run by lawyers and accountants more interested in a business model. As a result, he says the content of the fair has been toned down.
We cannot do the things we used to do. We are much bawdier. I mean, we still do things like our cleavage contest. It can be filthy, but we give disclaimers. This is for adults only. Of course, once they're in there, all sorts of marvelous things happen.
Weber says Renaissance fairs are unique in the way they let entertainers and the audience mingle.
The people who come to Renaissance fairs really want some level of immersion. They want to know you. They fall in love with the character that they see on stage, but all of a sudden, they can talk to you. You can't just walk up to Hamlet and go, "Make up your mind." But here they can. It is a complete escape when you're doing it right.
And a lot of people who come to King Richard's Fair come to escape. Men who wear suits to the office show up in velvet tights and frilly shirts. Women don elegant bodices, talk in dialect, and try to forget the real world.
Mademoiselle, tell us
Bonjour.
A little bit.
Bonjour, comment ça va?
Oui, ça va. Ça va bien. Merci.
Tell us a little bit why you came out to the fair today.
I was looking to get lost in a moment, to really remember those centuries ago, and to have something completely different than what I do on a day-to-day basis. Mm-hmm. Wonderful job with the whips.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Engaging the audience in that manner is so rewarding and very magical.
Again, longtime Ren Faire performer Richard Weber.
And I really think that what we do is of such great benefit to the audience members who do want to engage with you that way, because they are connecting with another human being with a depth that they can't in their normal life.
That's a sentiment a lot of my coworkers share. Etienne McGinley is a juggler. He's worked for Ringling, on cruise ships, done street shows, and now works at Renaissance fairs.
Well, we perform because we deeply love it. That's a fact. There's a euphoria of that kind of getting up in front of an audience, and you just make everyone there laugh, cheer, and get excited over cracking a whip.
I remember talking with a musician who had worked the Louisiana Renaissance Festival just after Hurricane Katrina. He talked about record attendance that year, people desperate for some kind of escape. And he told me about a patron who gave him a $1 bill covered in black mold from the storm. The musician had it laminated and now carries it to every show. He told me it was validation for what we do. Like my father said when he gave me my first bull whip on my 18th birthday, "I give you this whip not to bring fame and glory upon yourself, but so that you might bring joy and happiness to others." And when it comes down to it, there's not much more satisfying than getting paid to make someone laugh.
Audience, thank you so much for coming out to King Richard's Fair, because you make it possible for a boy from Texas to paint on a mustache, talk in a French accent, and get paid for it. So for that, I say thank you and merci.
Jack Lepiarz, by day, mild-mannered news writer at our mother station, WBUR. When he's working at King Richard's Fair in Carver, Massachusetts, Jacques Zubapil.
Excuse me, can I give you a hug?
Oh, yes, you may give me a hug. Thank you so much. I think my heart just melted a little bit.
Merci beaucoup, Monsieur Jacques.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
For video, go to hereandnow.org. If you're in the area, you can catch Jack's act at the fair's final weekend starting tomorrow morning at 10:30. As a bonus, he might give you the news headlines. Here and Now is a production of WBUR Boston in association with the BBC World Service and PRI. I'm Robin Young. Have a great weekend, and please join us again here and now.
Now we're doing the same.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at mathworks.com.
PRI, Public Radio International.